The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yes, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace. Skillet is in JA, Jamaica. If you follow him on Instagram, he is living it up. I saw a picture of Skillet on a beach drinking rum with two girls doing his hair. Not one, you know, two girls doing his hair. So because I'm alone this week, I thought I'd bring in my brethren. He's a friend to the show. I think he's done two episodes with us already. Rival in the building. What's going on, Rival?
He's saying, my bro, I'm back. Yes. You get me?
We like Rival when he comes on the show because he's got some very controversial opinions on WWE.
I come across negative sometimes. I come across like I hate wrestling, but I love it.
I think, like, you know what? I think most wrestling fans are quite negative, though. Like, we like to, you know what it is? As much as we love the product, we love to diss it. We like to pick out what was wrong with certain things.
I just think it's, now within wrestling, it's just become a bit more apparent to see the flaws.
Right.
Especially with, like, social media.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Now we can just kind of see, like, all the, and the writing has changed as well.
Yeah.
So there's reasons of why people were very negative now.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know what it is as well? We always remember our era. So, like, whether your era was, like, late 80s or
90s.
Or the Attitude era. Whatever your era was the best era. Even though I think right now, I think what's going on right now is sick. I think we're in a very good space for wrestling. I think there's a good mix of, like, the fluffy stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, the sick independent wrestlers that are getting signed and called up. And even if you just look at who the champions are, you know what I mean? You've got AJ and you've got Kevin Owens. These guys are not, like, traditional WWE guys. These are guys that have come from, like, independent circuit. They've been doing their thing all over the world. And they're now the two top guys in WWE, which I think is kind of shows how the company's moved. It's not about characters like, man's a postman, now he's a wrestler, and... And you had a dust man and you know what I mean? Now it's like about real guys doing real things. So I like where we are now.
I like it, but do you know what the main problem with wrestling now is?
Yeah.
There's no direction of character, like, where the characters go after certain matches. Like, so you have, I don't even like saying it, but I don't think we have a heel face era anymore.
No, we don't.
But so why do they try so hard to make certain people heels and faces with the writing?
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
That, yeah.
Like, and sometimes it's like that the evidence could be right in front of them. Mm-hmm. Roman Reigns gets booed all the time.
Right.
But AJ he's not a heel.
Yeah.
AJ Styles gets praised all the time. He's a heel.
It doesn't make sense.
Bray Wyatt forever assaulting someone. Heel.
Yeah.
Crowd love him.
Yeah.
Still, it's weird.
Is that not just down to the crowd? It's just, okay, we're just in. Because it could be said that if they give AJ the face character, the crowd may turn on him.
I just think John Cena's there, so they don't need another face.
But he's just a super. Mm.
I just don't think you're going to beat faces if you've got John Cena on SmackDown. It kind of makes sense to make an AJ heel rather than make him a face. Because once John eventually leaves, then maybe
turn him face.
Yeah, you can do that kind of stuff. But, like, sometimes the writing with wrestling is just so it's always been a bit strange. Sometimes they have that different storylines and that. But now it's like these are, like, main roster characters that use a lot of fucking up, right?
Yeah.
Like, so sometimes,
you know, some guys can't do it as well. Like, I don't in my heart believe that. Roman Reigns can be a good heel.
I think he could.
I feel like
minimal words,
but it's not his fault. Yeah, do you know what it is? They've made him so, like, unstoppable and invincible. It's kind of like he can't really be.
He doesn't sell moves.
Nah, but it's not his fault though.
But yet his finisher so terrible.
Yeah,
a spear or a Superman punch.
Something happened this week that jarred me. Like, You know, we'll talk about it, man.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it. There's a lot of wrestling to talk about this week.
Yeah,
it is Survivor Series coming up this coming Sunday. Very, very excited about Survivor Series this weekend.
Yes.
We'll let you know a lot why. There's three very big matches, and of course the big one, Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. Let's start with that. I know that was late in the show on Monday, but let's start with Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. First of all, are you excited about this match?
No.
Yeah, are you not excited about the return of Goldberg?
No.
You're exactly where I am. Why? Why not?
Because I know this is to sell games.
Right.
And, like, just from a wrestling fan, like, point of view, I wouldn't want to see Stone Cold versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
There's a good, very good few wrestlers I wouldn't want to see face, like, Brock Lesnar.
Right.
But just because...
It's not believable.
He's a beast.
Yeah, it's not believable that Goldberg can
get in a ring
with Brock Lesnar at the moment. It's not believable.
After 12 years of not being there, I don't think he could take a slap on the wrist, let alone eight to nine suplexes in the space of 5 minutes.
I feel like this is their fault, though, as well, because I think in order for them to get people excited about the match, they needed to get us to believe that Goldberg can do what he used to do. So the first thing they did wrong was they put him in a ring with Rusev.
Yeah.
And that just
slipped.
That looked terrible. What they should have done was get him in a ring with somebody a lot lighter and just made him dismantle them and be like, okay, right. Give him like Bo Dallas or Curtis Axel or something. Do you know what I'm saying?
Gave him a big guy, man.
Yeah, like give him someone that he can hold him up and do the jackhammer like how we used to back in the day.
Yeah.
And it would just be like, okay, right, he's still got the strength and power.
But then you would have been more disappointed at Survivor Series.
Why?
Because then you're going in there expecting.
But I'm sure that's what they want, though. Yeah, they want people to believe that he could actually take on Brock Lesnar.
He's already beat him.
But that was 12 years ago, though.
And it was rubbish.
Now,
that's what happens when you put two big guys in the ring with each other.
I think what they did this week as well was bad as well. I think
security.
We wanted to see them get on a little bit.
Like, but security.
Yeah,
and they're all shorter than the two opponents.
Yeah.
Look how quickly Brock moved one of the guys.
He just walked through him.
I said, "Oh shit!" I don't even think that was written.
He just walked through him. It was mad.
Like, stuff like that. Yeah, I think.
How would you have put that? What would you have done? Because obviously, it was about them being face to face. I liked what Heyman was doing.
Well, the first thing that I would have done is I would not have had a promo build up with 2K17 simulations of a match that hasn't happened yet. Because that makes it apparent that you're trying to sell this game.
All right.
I don't want it. I like wrestling when it's not. I can't blur the lines between.
Reality. Okay.
Yeah, that's what kind of got me into wrestling in the first place.
Right.
You didn't know what a Stone Cold was going to do, like, next week after Vince maybe fired him or.
Yeah.
Shit. It just felt real. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, I would have changed that. And I would have. I did like the off the wall things that they did,
right?
The behind the scenes, like
the videos.
I like the video packaging. Yeah. That was nice. But
what did you think of Monday though? In terms of like Heyman, obviously trying to wind him up, and
Heyman done his job.
Yeah,
Heyman does his job.
Yeah.
But I just felt the whole making Brock back down. Is this really where we're going here?
Mm.
He's done this a few times. But when it comes to that match, God, I don't think Goldberg's getting up, man.
Yeah, nice, it's finished.
I really believe Brock has the... The way to save the match, I guess, is by having someone on the main roster interrupt.
Right. Who they're going to help? Goldberg?
Yeah.
So you think
then you can set up a match between Brock and...
Whoever it is.
Yeah. And now you've eliminated this whole, like, oh, is Goldberg going to fight another match at WrestleMania or none of that stuff? Because you're more in tune with whatever's going to happen.
This is definitely Brock Goldberg's last match.
Yeah, but it's like, it's too much build-up for this to be the end. Like, oh, yeah, after the match, that's it.
I think they'd be in a very, it would be very wrong for them to make Brock Lesnar lose. It's unbelievable.
You can't lose.
It's unbelievable. You can't lose. Even if someone helps.
People's last matches at wrestling are never good.
Even if someone helps, I think it'll be a bad move for them to let Goldberg win this.
There's something about WWE and people on their last run. They never really win their last match.
Nah.
They always lose in like a nice match. Go out underneath,
That's how you're supposed to go.
Look what they did to the Dudleys. For no reason.
But do you know what, though? I kind of saw that as them leaving that opening for them to come back at some point.
I thought that was so unnecessary. I thought, if this is these men leaving, it's sad because they came back on a run.
That was poor.
Yeah. They came back on bad terms. Yeah. You're deciding to leave. You mean to tell me before they leave, I got to go through this table? For some guys that we don't even have beef with, fam.
No, but and it was helping the club get over, innit? It was helping them.
But did it?
No, it didn't, because they've squashed them.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know.
You know who they're slowly doing that with? Enzo and Cass.
Do you think so?
It doesn't. They don't feel the same anymore.
I feel like it's. Do you know what it is? I feel like it's because they want the New Day to beat this.
They
got to
lose
record,
them. No, but
there's only
a few
more days. There's only a few more days left. I feel like they're just keeping up.
I feel like they're not
going to
be busy. I don't think they're going to beat it. I think they're going to lose them titles before they beat it.
I'm pretty sure they're like a couple weeks away.
Yeah. I just think, who cares? People that watch the New Day, don't all remember the Demolition, you know?
No, they don't.
They really don't.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand why they're going to, you've beat this record, so?
Yeah.
Now what? You're not the strongest tag team in Raw.
No.
I really like Sheamus and Cesaro, you know, they have potential. They're not going to stay together, but they have potential.
I think the club need the belts next.
They need it more than ever.
I think the club definitely need the belts.
Why are they doing that to the club? Like,
I don't know. It's bad. We're both not looking forward to Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg. But basically, Raw this week started with Shane McMahon.
There comes the money.
Yeah, not Shane McMahon. Sorry, Stephanie and Mick addressing the whole roster, talking about Survivor Series and the matches of Survivor Series. I'm still not really impressed with Mick Foley. I feel like he's old now, man.
He shouldn't be there.
He's just saying a lot of stuff.
He definitely shouldn't be there.
And messing it up as well.
You know what it is with Mick?
Yeah.
We've seen this corporate angle from him before that would ultimately probably lead into a match for us or whatnot. But it's just like, does that general manager shit, does it still work?
Well, they're being a general manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Does it matter?
No, well, if we're honest, Stephanie's the general manager.
Yeah, it's like you've got Stephanie there.
Yeah.
Why do you need Mick?
Because you need a face manager, general manager as well. You need somebody to go against the Euphoria.
Yeah, Mick don't do that.
What do you mean? Well, they're going to start clashing at some point, I'm guessing.
You reckon?
And they clash sometimes, a little bit, but I feel like a little bit down the line, they're going to have... Because you know what it is as well? You don't want Raw to be the heel show and SmackDown to be the face show.
Yeah.
And if Stephanie's the general manager of Raw, everybody will just want to watch the face show.
Yeah.
And obviously they got to kind of balance it out. And plus, again, it's promotion. At the time, Mick was promoting his reality TV show. So that kind of helps as well. But I'm not really enjoying him on the mic at the moment. Stephanie's saving him. Bare time. Like, she's doing a lot of saving.
There's a lot of saving.
A lot of saving going on. So anyway, they set up some matches. I believe there was... KO and Roman Reigns versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Did you watch that? Did you catch that one?
Some of it, not all of
it. That was a decent match. KO and Reigns picked up the victory on that. Then they had Chris Jericho, Braun Strowman, and Seth Rollins take on the New Day, which was a
Chris Jericho match. Is the man.
He's killing it. He's absolutely killing
it. Scarf of Jericho.
Absolutely killing it, man. I'm thoroughly enjoying Chris Jericho.
I want him to give him a belt, man. I feel like he's carrying that whole company on his back.
Can't see it happening. I genuinely can't see it happening.
This whole time he's been there, I just think he could have had a title run.
Yeah, I would have liked him to have seen him get the US
off Reigns
recently, and because they said that would have been, if he had got that, he would have had every single belt in the company at some point. He would have got the full thing.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's the only belt he's never had.
The US title.
Yeah,
and he's from WCW.
That's the only belt he's never had. Yeah, that would have been sick, innit?
But they didn't do that. And then make him lose it, or that they could have. He could have held the belt. Him and Owens do.
That would have been sick.
Friend.
Yeah. That would have been hard.
That would have been great.
That would have been very good.
That would have been good because then you could set him up to have a match, and possibly Owens is the reason he loses it.
Yeah.
And he says, you know what? I want your belt.
Then they turn on each other.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to happen at some point, surely.
Yeah, but they're teasing it. They're teasing it too much. We know it's going to happen, but
the best ring thing is very funny, though. Very, very funny. And I mean, I don't want to go too much into Raw. So, I mean, these were the highlights of Raw. Also, and I think, okay, the end of Raw. Let's talk about that. Before we get to that, do you care about the cruiserweights?
Yes.
Okay. Are you enjoying the cruiserweight division?
No.
What do you think? Do you think, because they're talking about it moving to SmackDown and there's like an extra show now?
It needs to move to SmackDown.
Why though?
In fact, I don't think you should, split up the cruiserweights from being on Raw or SmackDown, because I believe the purpose of the cruiserweights isn't the same purpose of the main roster.
Right.
They're actually here to put on a great wrestling match.
Yeah.
It's not just, it's not the entertainment side. It's more an actual great wrestling match.
Okay.
And because the vast majority of people that watch Raw or SmackDown probably don't even know some of these people exist.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important for them to get as much coverage as they can.
Right.
So splitting them up and messing up the storylines in the way that they're doing now, it's not needed. It's not needed at all.
I think it has to stay on Raw. Raw's a 3-hour show.
It's a 3-hour show that doesn't actually...
They're struggling to fill it now. Yeah. So if they don't have the cruiserweights, what are they
But they don't know what to do with the cruiserweights.
Yeah, they don't. They need
they are running with one storyline for the cruiserweights.
They need more.
Yeah, like...
I'd like to see some of the cruiserweights, like, interact in with... Matches. Yeah, with the other... Like,
why,
you know what I'm
why hasn't Neville faced someone in the CWC
and
they don't know what to do with Neville.
Yeah, they don't.
So it's like, get your main roster involved in this. Take off that stupid purple thing you lot keep putting on when it comes to these matches.
Yeah.
No one, it's not a cancer match.
No.
Like, why do they keep doing that? Like, and then just get them involved in your main roster.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. You can now have an Ellsworth look all right in the
Hilarious.
Ring against one of these guys.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, if they don't get their cruiserweights involved in that full roster and they keep treating them as if CWC is still going on, they're gonna keep swapping the cruiserweights on each show continuously.
Yeah.
It's a stupid stipulation because I think it.
I don't think SmackDown's going to get the cruiserweights. I can't see that happening. I don't think SmackDown's going to get the cruiserweights, and I don't think that...
It makes so much sense to have Daniel Bryan with the cruiserweights, though.
Yeah, definitely.
So much more sense.
I agree, and I don't feel like... I actually believe that... do you know what? There's been a change now, because I was going to say that I don't believe that Sami Zayn is going to beat Dolph Ziggler, but Dolph Ziggler's not even in the match anymore.
Why are they doing that?
Oh, my God. Let's talk about that. Anyway, so let's talk about Raw first. Let's just finish with Raw. What did you think of the invasion? Because I enjoyed it, but I felt like they could have did it better.
They could have done it better.
There was something they... I don't know, like, it lacked impact for some strange reason. Like, maybe the crowd wasn't really into it, or... At the beginning, I feel like the way I think it was the way Daniel Bryan was like, oh, you thought we came alone? They should have been more of a, like a...
Yeah.
I don't know. What did you think of it?
I felt, because I've seen pretty much every single evasion, Survivor Series angle that WWE have tried to do.
You know what's coming.
This was probably the worst one.
Yeah.
Or one of the worst ones.
Mm.
It wasn't believable. It was like, end of Raw. It's a bit obvious this is going to happen. It's the end of Raw now. You've got Daniel Bryan. You've got pretty much the full roster of Raw on Raw, obviously. So they're coming out. SmackDown are definitely going to come true. But it was like the talking between... The only thing I did like was the acknowledgement between Bray and Braun.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that's the first time that they've spoken since the brand split.
Yeah.
So it was kind of good to reignite that flame to probably possibly set up for like a future match in the future.
What did you think of the brief Shield moment with the double powerbomb thing? The crowd got really excited about that.
Was you?
No, I didn't care.
Do you know why I'm not excited about the Shield? Because they're not the NWO.
Right.
Their reunion, it's not a DX like, oh shit. Like maybe for the younger generation it is, but for me it's like,
nah.
It's too, like, what, didn't that just happen? Like, for me it's like, it's still like fresh.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
But I actually prefer Seth when you're on your ones, you know? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, So like, I don't understand why they keep trying to reignite this Shield. Like, so many, they've done it so many times with little things. Like, they try and reignite the Shield like it was the bee's knees. And I'm just like, nah, man, there was actually better factions. This isn't...
They were a good faction.
Yeah, but...
And you know what? They weren't long enough. They weren't together long enough.
It wasn't a long enough run.
For them to be like...
Seth was out of there as soon as possible, though.
As soon as he could be. You know what? Like, I really did like the back and forth, though, before they started getting to the action. I thought Chris Jericho was fucking hilarious.
Chris Jericho is going to be the saviour of that company, and it's going to be sad when he's not there.
When he turns to Ellsworth, he's like, what is that?
Yeah, like, too funny.
It's too funny. That, way too funny.
You just made the list. Yeah, like, too funny. I just find it... He can sell anything, man.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho could definitely sell anything.
And do you know what? AJ on mic as well is... really enjoying his mic.
Kevin and AJ.
Their back and forth was really good.
Their back and forth's good.
Really, really good.
It's going to be interesting to see the Royal Rumble when some of these guys meet up again.
Yeah.
Because that's going to really set up the matches for WrestleMania, I reckon.
Definitely.
All
right, so let's move on to SmackDown. SmackDown, so basically, at the end of Raw... The Raw team came out on top, but you'd think they would because it's their show. Because
SmackDown are going to win the thing.
Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely.
We'll see. So it was the 900th edition of Raw. No, SmackDown, sorry.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
Don't know why they're celebrating the 900.
900 is not like a big...
It's not the thousands.
It's not thousands.
Don't make no damn sense.
I'm trying to remember that. So we had an IC match. Let's talk about that first and foremost. Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz. I just struggle to understand why they would take the belt off Dolph Ziggler.
They took it off of him.
Has it been a month yet?
He didn't get to make a pay-per-view, you know?
I don't get it. Is this when Dolph Ziggler turns heel?
This is when we switch off.
Is this when he turns heel now? Is he going to be...
Without the belt?
Yeah, maybe. He's just going to... Maybe he comes in...
Says, I've had enough.
I've had enough, and he joins with The Miz... They would be, maybe they'd be a good team. Maybe he's on some can't beat them, join them kind of flex. He helps the SmackDown team win at Survivor Series because he's going to have to be involved in the show.
Yeah, because now, if in hindsight, he would be in my five. I would have chosen.
Before Shane, surely.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe even before Randy, to be fair.
Yeah, you know what, yeah. I'd say Dolph, yeah. He would have been my third pick. I would have chose him.
Like, even if you remember, this John Cena team versus the Authority?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was the lone survivor. He took out, he won the whole thing, you know what I mean? So he would be a great choice. Yeah, exactly.
Barely winning him any matches in these days.
So, I have no idea why Dolph Ziggler lost the IC belt. It now basically means, do you think that is... Like you were talking about earlier, they're having to be they're forcing a whole heel face thing because essentially Dolph Ziggler versus Sami Zayn is face versus face.
Yeah,
maybe they wanted a heel versus face scenario. Now they've got The Miz versus Sami Zayn.
But they could have done that in so many different ways.
I don't really understand why
they could have had that IC match between Dolph and Miz.
Yeah,
Miz cheating because he can't get the victory over Dolph.
Yeah.
Disqualified, injures, kayfabe, injures Dolph, and now the Miz has to take up the match.
It could be that, that would have made sense.
Made so much more sense than taking the belt off of him like that. It's just sad, man.
And then you got to think about it. It's like, this is like literally weeks after... He said that if he doesn't win that match, the belt,
I'm going to quit.
I'm going to quit. So what?
He just lost the match.
You quit now?
Are to the same guy.
Like, What do you do? You get home? I don't get. I think that was a terrible move.
They're playing pass-to-parcel with their belts at the moment.
I don't get that.
There's a lot of pass-to-parcel. Because when they did that to Charlotte, when they did it to Sasha with Charlotte, I thought that was unnecessary. Then they did it with the CWC belt.
Yeah.
And now the ISC.
Yeah.
It kind of shows
a lack of respect for the belt as well.
Yeah. Every other belt other than the world title is getting put up and getting trade.
Yeah.
It's mad.
I didn't like that.
It is mad. But hashtag save Dolph, man.
Please, man. Please.
He's a good wrestler.
Very good.
But it's just...
He's not getting the right push.
He hasn't found his feet yet, man.
He's not getting the right push.
They ain't got the right push for him yet.
We had a stupidly big tag team match, which I don't think I really cared about too much. The SmackDown Survivor Series team is poor.
Tag team,
for the Survivor Series.
Tag team.
If you really think about the tag team, they got the Raw tag teams are better than the SmackDown ones.
Who's Raw got?
All right, so Raw's got New Day, Club, Kaz and Enzo, Cesaro and Sheamus, and is it either Gold? It's Golden Truth or it's. Shining Stars. No, Shining Stars.
Yeah, there you go.
Shining Stars.
Yeah.
So, and then SmackDown is the Hype Bros. Dead. Usos, good. American Alpha are good. Rhino and Slater are dead. And Breezango.
Breezango are pretty good. They just need to change the
gimmick. It's not really working.
Give it a good makeover.
So you think SmackDown team's better than the Raw team?
They've got American Alpha, man.
Yeah, I feel
like they could beat them on their own.
You like them?
Amazing.
The match was decent.
Do you know what the problem I have with SmackDown? What? With this whole Survivor Series stuff? A lot of these people are actually in feuds with each other.
Yeah.
But everyone's togetherness for this whole thing just seems a bit unrealistic. That tag match.
Yeah.
Usos are just chilling with American Alpha. They haven't tried to injure. Both of these guys, you know what I mean?
And I feel like Usos went back to the face Usos. Did you notice?
Yeah.
The attitude
they seem very happy in the promo with King Booker.
Yeah.
Very happy. Yeah. And I was just like...
Yeah.
You lot are meant to be the guys that don't care about this.
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know...
We'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, man.
What did you think of the women's invasion?
SmackDown women are weak, man. Compared to Raw. You got Sasha Banks and Charlotte.
And Nia Jax. Yeah.
On one team.
Nia was going ham. You see, she's dashing at everyone. Fair. It was genuinely not fair.
Their team is just not fair.
The SmackDown ladies came out on top, though.
They're doing that shit because of Survivor Series. They're gonna demolish the... They might try and do something stupid like have Naomi pin Nia.
Really?
To maybe get over
Naomi. She had a nice spot, though.
She's a very, very good wrestler.
She had a nice spot at the end. She took out the whole team. Yeah, I mean, off the top. That was nice.
I really want them to stop doing that, you know?
What, jumping off the top?
Always, someone's always running out and jumping on people.
All right. You don't like it?
You in reality, on camera, you hit about two people, but everyone falls down.
Right.
It's not believable anymore.
Right.
Hit one person and leave it. You don't need to, eight men outside and one guy jumping over the ropes. you know, it's just come on, man. It's not even believable anymore.
It's not.
You know what I mean, fam?
Nia Jax crashing through the... She's a beast, man.
Mm.
I don't know how they're going to stop her. She's awesome. But SmackDown ladies came out on top. So you think that means that they're going to lose?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got Raw. Come on, man. Sasha Banks and Charlotte.
Yeah.
They must be the highest paid. Do you reckon still Nikki?
Yeah, no, Nikki's a star, innit?
Yeah.
She got her own show.
But do you reckon they'll make SmackDown win just off the strength of her?
No.
I think the feud between Carmella and Nikki needs to carry on, and we need to.
I think
in order for Survivor Series to be a success, ultimately, it will be good for some of these teams to not actually get along
And they can turn on each other.
Yeah, because then you're excited for Raw and SmackDown.
Right.
The week following. Yeah, because it's like, I can't wait to see what Braun's got to say to, you know what I mean? That would be a good, that's the best way, that's the only way that Survivor Series can be a success. If everyone don't get along.
Okay.
Because then you've got to get back to feuds. You still got to do TLC.
Roadblock.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, they've still got to sell tickets and do other things. So we need to see some feuds at this Survivor Series. It can't be just a big main event that everyone gets on the same page. Because in reality, some of these people are not on the same page and they're still in feuds. So yeah, man.
Yeah, man. We'll see what happens with that, man. And we ended the show with the cutting edge. The return of Edge. She's looking really old. The grey beard.
How many returns is this?
The return of Edge with the grey beard.
I don't think anyone's excited for a return of the cutting Edge.
No, it's Edge though. Edge is a legend, man.
But what's he doing? What's this return in aid of?
It was the 900th episode, isn't it?
They could have had Michael Cole,
I don't know. I'm not sure why Edge was necessary to this.
The cutting Edge is not that Ambrose Asylum. All these little mini things, they're not going to be the Heartbreak Hotel.
No.
So it's pointless.
What? Yeah, they could have just said Edge is coming back to interview. I don't know, anyway. And he basically interviews the SmackDown team. Mm. He has a little back and forth with AJ, you know what I mean? It's funny what you said at the beginning of the show about how they got out of their way to try and make the heels and the faces.
Yeah.
Because AJ was getting a chant, and even when Edge was, like, trying to be mean to him, it just didn't come over because it was like, no, we actually like AJ.
Yeah, yeah. You're not beating that.
You know what I mean? And then the Undertaker comes up and said he's back. And
taking souls and digging holes.
What did you think of the return of the Undertaker?
Why is he lying? Didn't he not just realize Brock Lesnar took his soul a good couple of times about digging holes? From you ain't got out of the last one you was in, fam.
You think he's gonna come back then?
I don't want. You know what? Yeah, I can imagine that the energy that having a match with Brock must take. Yeah. Must tire the life out of you.
You kind of have to carry him.
He looked mash up after their matches.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So even if he, like, who on the roster of SmackDown or Raw could you put in the ring with The Undertaker and think they'd have a great match?
Only Cena.
And I think Cena would, if Cena hits him with
Cena will look
attitude
after
attitude adjustment, fam. Might break his neck, fam.
Cena will look after him.
You reckon?
And I think Cena will make it look good. I think Cena's the only person, because Undertaker's next WrestleMania match has to be his last WrestleMania match. I don't see I can probably stomach a match with John Cena, but I don't want to see anything else.
But then at the same time, the funny thing about SmackDown was that he said WrestleMania will no longer define who I am.
He really does, bro. So maybe his last match will be at the Royal Rumble then. Or maybe his last match. Maybe he'll get involved in Lesnar-Goldberg.
No. If he knows what's good for him, he don't want no more of that. Them matches finished him, fam. He actually looked tired after their matches.
Yeah, he looked finished.
You know how I knew their matches were so tiring for The Undertaker? Because do you remember that confusion where it was like, oh, he tapped.
Yeah, but he didn't tap. But
it was like, why did they even do the angle? Yeah. It didn't go nowhere. It
didn't go nowhere.
So it's like,
and he cheated or something. He did a low blow and all
cheated.
That. Yeah,
the
yeah,
Undertaker.
When did The Undertaker cheat?
Cheat, you know. Man, I've never heard of that.
Ever.
So it's like, well, not even... in fact, no, Ministry of Darkness times he was cheating.
Yeah, but like not, this,
not like, I've never seen him cheat so blatant. It's like, rah, you actually was weak in that.
Like you had to cheat to get over.
Yeah,
like,
so.
Nah, yeah, that's not.
Nah, he shouldn't be interrupting nobody. Because if he interrupts another Brock match, fam, and they have to have a match again, fam.
Only person they can give Undertaker is John Cena at this time. No one else deserves it. And I think if we're talking about retirement, Cena's the only person that could retire him.
AJ Styles needs to beat The Undertaker.
I don't even want to see that.
That would be hilarious.
I don't even think I want
to
see that.
See that old man trying to keep up with this energetic guy, like doing all sorts of flips and things. Like.
Yeah. The thing is, name Vince, he'd probably give it to like Roman Reigns or something to retire that Undertaker.
Yeah, fam, and then Roman Reigns is over here spearing this guy out of his shoes, fam. It's just all mad.
Mad. All right, let's do Survivor Series predictions.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with... let's start with the US title, not US title. Let's start with the IC belt. Sami Zayn versus The Miz.
Yeah.
The winner goes on the prospective show of whoever wins it, basically. So if Sami Zayn wins, the IC belt will go to Raw. And if The Miz does, it will stay on SmackDown. Who have you got for that?
IC belt ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I can't see the IC belt.
I don't even know why they're trying to make me believe.
I can't see the IC belt.
SmackDown ain't got enough belts. It's staying right there.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless they're going to swap the US title, which Reigns ain't giving up anytime soon.
No.
It's not going nowhere. But so, I do think a trade will happen.
Yeah, some way. How though? What if the word? I'm not sure. Because do you know what? There was. I keep saying this, and every kick out, and everyone keeps telling me I'm chatting rubbish. Mm. I'm sure about 4 weeks ago, they said the winner of the overall thing, so whoever wins the most matches between Raw and SmackDown, yeah, gets to pick two wrestlers from the other show.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Did I make that up? I must have made it up.
If you made that up, yeah, that would actually be a nice little...
That's a sick stipulation. But I feel like they said that on one of the... Anyway, no one else remembers it except me. So maybe I did make it up. But maybe they should have done that. So yeah, we think that SmackDown's going to keep the IC belt. Let's go with the tag teams. Raw versus SmackDown. Who you taking?
SmackDown.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Raw will take that one.
You reckon?
Yeah. The New Day? Yeah, I think Raw's going to take that one.
Maybe off the strength of New Day. But then there's like...
Cass and Enzo, the club. You know what could happen is...
The club and Cass and Enzo, I don't think will get on.
Yeah, I think the club could end up stabbing someone in the back.
Yeah.
But I still think Raw might take it.
Mm.
Women. Oh, man. The women's...
Raw
women are going to beat this.
By miles. Okay. You ain't even got a draw for the list.
Okay.
They got that.
Cruiserweight. Kalisto versus the Brian Kendrick.
Kalisto still has a contract with WWE.
Yeah.
God damn,
why not? He just came back.
You
know,
when I see him and Sin Cara, I think, what the hell did they do to use lot?
He was injured. He just messed
them up, yeah. And they'd done CWC. Like, why did they do that, fam? But, is the Cruiserweights going to SmackDown? Nah.
I can't see it. No.
They only got 2 hours on SmackDown.
I can't see it.
But to be fair, that could be a good home for them, because then they could set up proper grounds to have better storylines.
I can't see it.
Because in itself, SmackDown isn't a lot of matches, you know.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
I can't see it.
It'd make more sense.
Yeah, but then how do you feel the rest of the show? Like, Raw is 3 hours.
Yeah, but they did Raw with just based it off the lost list of Jericho before. So I don't even doubt WWE at this moment in time.
Anything
in terms of filling the 3 hours.
I can't imagine they'd give Kalisto the belt.
Nah.
Brian Kendrick just got it.
If they give it to Kalisto in that short space of time.
Kalisto wasn't even part of CWC either. Anyway.
Nah,
you
weren't nothing.
So yeah. So I can't imagine.
They're kinda involving.
I don't think he'll win it.
Nah.
Is there another match we're forgetting? No.
The main one.
The main one. 5-on-5. Men.
Who you got?
This is hot. Oh, so no, we even said we both said Brock Lesnar's gonna beat Goldberg. I don't know, you know.
Don't
know. I think it could go either way.
SmackDown.
You think SmackDown's going
to
win it?
Yeah. Because you have to remember, this whole brand split really is to kind of get SmackDown more coverage.
Yeah.
Why have them lose when you put them face-to-face with Raw? We know Raw's the main...
SmackDown's got Shane McMahon on the team, though. They can't win that, surely.
Yeah, he's, no, he ain't...
Braun Strowman, have you seen this guy?
Yeah, but... They still had... how long has he been over there?
Think about it. Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns are two guys that they were trying to paint to be invincible.
But you also have Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho, who are co-captains for this team. Something could happen. Something will happen, definitely.
I think that's gonna. I'm.
But then the whole like.
I think Raw's gonna win that.
Then you had the Undertaker come out and he's like, if SmackDown don't win,
yeah. I still think Raw should. I think on paper Raw should take it.
On paper, Raw should take it.
But you think SmackDown will win?
On coverage and trying to get a show push,
yeah.
SmackDown.
Interesting. Let us know what you think. Tweet us at Kickout Podcast. It should be interesting. I'm super excited about Survivor Series.
As negative as I'm being a bit about Survivor Series, I'm more excited just because it's Survivor Series.
Yeah.
This is one of the originals, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Not my favourite pay-per-view. I still think Royal Rumble is the pay-per-view.
That's
the best one.
Because that still has that old school feel of who's coming out next. The whole mystery type excitement. It's nice. Yeah. It's nice.
But Survivor Series, I like that it's going back to old school Survivor Series because we went for a few years when there weren't even no 5-on-5 matches no more.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm happy that we got three good 1's a 10-on-10 match, but still, I'm happy.
That's a lot of tag teams.
There's a lot of tag teams. I'm happy that we're getting the traditional Survivor Series matches.
We're not getting no title matches.
No title matches. Only the IC.
That sucks.
Do you think so?
Because ultimately, do we need our world champions to be in a match of 5-on-4? Why not have
if
champion versus champion in a non-title match? If they
that would like be that. Awesome.
You know what I mean?
That would be good.
That would make so much more sense. Because other than WrestleMania, when are you going to see these two go off?
Well, eventually they'll combine the belts. They always do.
Unified.
Or they'll at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm pretty sure we're a few years away from that.
Definitely.
Rival, thanks for passing through, bro.
Anytime, my G, man.
All right. Till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. I'm pretty sure Skiller will be back next week. We should have tried to call him, but he's probably doing something.
He's sipping a pineapple juice over there, fam. Coconut or something, them thing there, fam. You get me? Looking real skinny in them pictures, Skillet, man.
Till next week. Peace.